Welcome to the Monday, June 17th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Washington, D.C. I am here in Washington, of course, for Sands Fire, our annual Internet Storm Center conference. And Monday, sort of as a kickoff, we will have our annual State of the Internet panel with all handlers that happen to be here at Sands Fire in Washington. So if you are around, stop by, ask your questions, and learn what the Internet Storm Center is all about. But for those of you who had to stay at home, well, it could be a busy week. Oracle just announced that it will release on Tuesday another critical patch update for Java. This particular update will fix 30 different bugs. All but three of these bugs will be remote code execution bugs, so certainly important to patch them quickly. It will affect Java version 5, 6, and 7, so there shouldn't really be a system running Java that will not be touched as soon as these updates are released. And if you are using Microsoft's cloud services, including Office 365, you may be interested to hear that Microsoft released a preview release of a cloud-based two-factor authentication service. Its active authentication service will be applied to all of these services, including an SDK, a software development kit, that you can use to use this two-factor authentication service in your own application. However, the service will not be free. There are two billing options. You can either pay $1 per user per month or $1 for 10 authentication attempts. So whatever works out better for you. But this is the preview pricing. And if you wait till the general availability release, it will cost you twice as much. Now, you may say that Google does it for free, which is true, but in addition to offering a smartphone app to do the authentication, Microsoft also offers essentially a phone factor-like system. So for users with landlines or users without smartphones, you have the option to have the system call them and provide the second authentication factor over the phone. And if you have been following Apple's announcement of iOS 7, you may have seen that one of the proposed changes involves making more of the phone's functionality available before you enter an unlock code. Well, it turns out this may not have been such a good idea, as a security researcher from Spain was able to bypass the lock screen by using some of this newly exposed functionality. Now, this is only a beta release at this point, so there's still a good chance that Apple will fix these issues before the final product is released, but certainly shows some of the risks of partially exposing features before you actually ask for a full authentication input, and with that exposing more than you actually expect to expose. This is a common issue also with other authentication features, like for example sudo. If you remember, there were numerous bugs in sudo over the years, or weak configurations that inadvertently provided an user with a full shell access, even though you only intended to expose them to fairly limited access to very restricted commands. And if you're following international news, you may have heard that Iran just had an election for a new president. So it's kind of interesting that Google also released a blog post that over the last couple of weeks leading up to this election, it did detect a significant increase in spear phishing attacks against Iranian Gmail users. Google was able to intercept a lot of these emails and delete them before they actually could cause any damage, but certainly some of these emails made it into users' inboxes, as some of the comments to the article indicate. The emails apparently came from within Iran, so it is very possible that this was an attempt from internal groups within Iran to spy on each other. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening. And remember, tonight we'll have the State of the Internet panel here at the Hilton in Washington, D.C.